September 28th, Aleutian Leesboro School District meeting called to order at 6:35 p.m. Sophia, can you please? Can you please mute?
You are muted.
Additional people who are coming in? Okay, thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You could all be seated. Welcome, everybody. I am Arlene, and I'll be running tonight's meeting for Jackie, because she is unavailable to be in town with us. I'll be running the meeting as vice president. Our next item is roll call and establishment of quorum. Sophia, roll call, please.
I have McLaughlin.
Here.
Carla Chapnoy.
Here.
Hello, Smith.
Here.
Jackie Brando.
Here.
Lisa Hickett.
Here.
Carleen Hoplitz. Arlene Wilson.
Here. Great. That establishes our quorum. We do have a quorum present to handle business. Others in attendance, we will start in standpoint.
Kirk Feldmore.
Patrick Mayer.
Daniel Emanuelson.
Great. Others in King Cole?
Jacqueline Dela Cruz.
Amy Mack.
Paul Mercer.
Lynette Mack.
Thank you. And then others joining us on Zoom. If you could please hit star 9 and Kurt will go through and unmute you. Please introduce yourself for the record.
This is Paul Mueller from Eastern Ocean Tribes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Matt Barnett from Acatan.
Dave Nielsen, business manager.
Hillary Seifer, Director of Special Ed and Federal Programs.
Lindsay Pinkelman, School Counselor.
Is that everybody? As well as Cheryl Roof from the district office.
There are attendees in there. I can read off the list if that works, I think.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Okay. KSCP is joined as an attendee. Joy Smith from Kinko, Sarah Schaefer from Sandpoint, and Mixon from Sandpoint. Carlene is in attendance. I'm going to promote her to a panelist right now.
Great, thank you.
Dan Robb from Sandpoint. Kelly Peacock. That Kinko, I think.
Yeah.
And Katie Bourne from Kinko. That's all.
Great, thank you. Can you add Carlene to the panelist screen, please?
I guess that I don't think over yet. Hang on.
Great. Thank you, everybody, and welcome. Moving down on our agenda, approval of the agenda. What are the wishes of the board? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second. This is Rita. Great. I have a motion by Rayette, seconded by Rita. Any discussion? Seeing and hearing none, roll call, please, Sophia.
Yes. Rayette McLaughlin?
Yes.
Carla Chapnoli?
Yes.
Hillary Smith?
Yes.
Jackie Brandel?
Yes.
Rita Utek?
Yes.
Carleen Hopland? Carleen Wilson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I see Carleen on the screen, but I'm not sure if she's having difficulty with her audio. Carleen, can you hear us?
It doesn't look like she even has audio joined at the moment. It's only got her camera on there, not the microphone.
Okay, well, we will proceed, and when she gets that set up, can you please let us know?
Yep.
Okay, next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I'd like to make a motion, this is Rita, to approve the minutes as a block, the regular meeting minutes of May 11, 2020, the special meeting minutes of May 28, 2020, and the special meeting minutes of August 11, 2020.
A motion has been made. Is there a second?
This is Carla, all second.
A motion to approve the minutes as a block. Made by Rita, seconded by Carla. Is there any discussion? Seeing and hearing none, we'll go ahead and go to a roll call, please, Sophia, to approve the minutes.
Sure. Rayette McLaughlin?
Yes.
Carla Chipmore?
Yes.
Hillary Smith?
Yes.
Jackie Brando?
Yes.
Rita Jocek?
Yes.
Carleen Hoblet? Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Motion carries six.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carleen. Can you hear us? Audio check for Carleen. Okay. We're going to go ahead and proceed. Next item on the agenda is the recognitions and presentation for the AKCLSC grant. Dr. Seifert, you have the floor.
Thank you. I want to share my screen. I want to thank the board for this opportunity to talk about the exciting happenings with our literacy grant. So let me get my screen up here. Okay, can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So we have some really exciting things going on in the district in regard to our literacy grant. And so I want to take just a few moments tonight to highlight the things that are going on in the district. So welcome to the most amazing journey that AEDSD is working towards in reading achievement. So it's a good time to be reminded of our mission as it factors very closely into the grant, how we want to provide that quality education, skills, and opportunities which meet all students' needs, helping them become productive citizens and successful lifelong learners through committed community involvement. This year's motto for our literacy grant is Read Across the Aleutians. And I'm not able to go to the next slide. Oh, There we go. So we bring us, we bring ourselves back to our Alaska educators mission and the Alaska's education challenge. Our mission as Alaskans and Alaskan educators is an excellent education for every student every day. Over the last couple of years, educators, parents, policymakers, tribal leaders, and community partners have been banding together to step forward to answer Alaska's call to action to create a shared vision for improving our public education. And the result has been Alaska's Education Challenge. So how will we meet Alaska's Education Challenge? Well, it is through the shared commitment, through measurable goals and targeted priorities and strategies. The targeted priorities within Alaska's Education Challenge are listed here. And in relation to our literacy grant, we will be focusing our energy on all students reading on grade level by the end of third grade. So that brings us to the CLSD project overview. I want to talk just a moment about a little bit of background on what the CLSD, the Comprehensive Literacy State Development Grant, really is. So Alaska is one of 13 state agencies that was awarded this grant. The project life is over 5 years. So year one was actually last year. It was awarded to us in December of the 2019-2020 school year. And so this is actually year two. So our full implementation is underway this year. So approximately $21 million was poured into Alaska for education, and you can see the age bands there. I'll talk a minute about that in a slide that's upcoming. And so AEBSD was one of 16 districts to receive this competitive grant, and it was something that was a hard sought after, and it was something that took a lot of effort and time and work and passion, and so we're very excited to have this grant over the next 5 years. It's nearly $1 million. The age bands to be covered in this grant, in our plan in particular, spans through pre-K all the way through our 12th graders. And so we're looking at, you know, early intervention, early literacy skills, making sure that we are focusing on that reading at grade level by the end of third grade, and also supporting that reading across the disciplines and creating lifelong learners who are able to be successful beyond high school. So why do we need to change? Well, the facts are very clear. Teaching students to read is not easy. That were every student in Alaska would be proficient, a proficient skilled reader. Alaska students are not performing at the proficiency level we desire. So we cannot continue to do what we've always done. So what is our big elephant in the room? Well, if you look at our past several years, we don't have PEAKS data from last year, but we do have PEAKS data from several years prior. And our ELA proficiency is barely above 30%. We've admired the problem for long enough. What are those burning questions? So in order for our plan to coincide with Alaska's Education Challenge, we're looking at priority one. All students will read on grade level by the end of grade three. So what's been holding us back in reaching those goals? Has it been district-level challenges, school-level challenges, classroom-level challenges, monetary, time, training? All of these factor into why you can't get the job done. So now we need to look at what we need to know more about for our reading instruction and what topics and technical support teachers need to be able to proficiently teach reading and to move the needle for our students. So where do we go from here? We'll be delving deeply into our current district educational systems, and we're going to be looking at the big five questions. What do our students need to know by way of curriculum? How will they learn it through instruction? And how will we know if they've learned it? Assessment. What will we do if they didn't learn it? Intervention. And what will we do if they already knew it? Enrichment. We will be endeavoring to do a reculturing of our district, shifting into a growth mindset. Through the CLSD grant, AEBSD will initiate this process by having teachers who are immersed in new and innovative reading instructional strategies, who are given skill building for data-driven decision-making that drives instructional efficacy,
and investment in systemic changes that result in educators as reflective practitioners. Our three need areas are listed here, and this is what factors right into our district literacy goals. So highest priority, number one, is to raise reading achievement. Number two priority need is to implement a program of professional development that's focused on high-quality instruction, the use of formative assessment and progress monitoring to drive our decision-making and our instruction, and develop high-functioning professional learning communities within the teaching community. And our third priority need is to promote and incorporate evidence-based instructional strategies and instructional efficacy. Our project goals are listed here. You can see that I bold printed them to really make it stand out, that building capacity is something that is paramount to the grant. And by building capacity, it means really giving the tools and the training to our administrators, to our teachers, and the professional development capacity so that they have the tools in their toolbox and the training and the ability and the resources to be able to do the best that they can to serve the students of AEBSD. We'll be using all of those resources to provide effective effective instruction, and we'll have a well-defined RTI process in which we're really looking at data and delving into that data and fine-tuning programs for students, meeting students where they're at and taking them to the next level. We'll be providing consistent, systematic, and relevant training, coaching, and mentoring to promote that self-reflective teaching and modeling that capacity and effectiveness of our educators to support sustainability well beyond the life of the grant. And how will we know that we've done this? Our indicators of success, what is our end game? We want to make sure that we'll be able to see an increase in attainment of skill of those pre-elementary skills that are necessary for kindergarten readiness. Number two, to increase our reading proficiency in grades 3 through 9 on a PEEP. And then three, to make sure that we are graduating students who possess those interdisciplinary literacy skills that they need for successful lifelong learning. As part of the comprehensive literacy plan, we'll have systems changes, making sure that our RTI process is very clear and structured and that our PLCs, our professional learning communities, are driven by data. Staff PD, year-long continuous plan of improvement, making sure that we have consistent professional development that leads to the next professional development. So everything has a flow, and we have contracted with CORE, the Consortium on Reaching Excellence in Education, to help and guide us through this process. We've also had the added element of being able to add staffing, which is always an area where we can really be able to utilize the resources that we have, but then also tap into some new expertise. We were able to add a reading specialist and two instructional aides for our two large school sites. So we're starting out really strong, and our project timelines are kind of outlined here. So fall of 2020, all of these things are happening. I'm really proud of the way the district has just jumped right in the face of challenges. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and we are marching on. We're marching forward, and this literacy plan is happening. So all of the things that you see here are already happening this fall of 2020. CORE, the Consortium on Reading Excellence in Education, has been nationally renowned for professional development and growth in best practices in reading and beyond. The Online Elementary Reading Academy is something we started last spring. We have, I believe it's 24 teachers on staff who completed that Reading Academy last spring. Our train-the-trainer will be happening in upcoming months, and we're also working with the reading specialists to incorporate reading across the curriculum. Thing to remember in this whole pledge towards improvement is that we are all reading teachers, and so this grant really bleeds from preschool all the way through 12th grade. Assessments, we will be digging deeper into assessments. We already started our MAP benchmarking. We started with MAP last year. This year we started really strong. For the first 3 weeks of school, MAP benchmarking was completed. AIMSWeb benchmarking and progress monitoring will begin. The benchmarking will be it did begin this week, and will furnish us with the information that we need to develop our tiered grouping. We also are using CORE assessments and curricular assessments, but data is going to really drive what we're doing with students. We adopted our new curriculum. It was written last year, and we got that adopted and were able to purchase the new World of Wonders curriculum for pre-K and then Wonders 2020 along with our Pearson My Perspective. So we have a solid curriculum to guide us through this process in our literacy plan. Our early release Wednesdays are going to be designed in a structured and purposeful way for professional learning communities to happen. Our RTI and MTSS processes and protocols to be put into place in a very structured manner. Principal walkthroughs are something that are part of the grant through DigiCoach. I wanted to read this to him. Instructional leadership is critical to the improvement of teaching and learning and plays a significant role in student achievement. As we build that capacity in our administrators to give quality instructional feedback to teachers and also be able to give them that targeted evidence-based feedback, it helps us to grow that culture of improvement among our teachers and supports teachers as reflective practitioners. Our reading specialist is a brand new position in the district. It's not something we've had before. This individual is somebody who can provide coaching and mentoring, modeling, providing interventions and offering strategies, resources, best practices. Plus, we were able to add those extra couple of A's, one for King Cove and one for Sandpoint. So in a nutshell, the AKCLSD and our district's literacy plan is designed to build capacity in our leaders, both in the classroom and at the site administrative level. As we know, great leaders in education produce great results. Now, between right now, 2020, and through the life of the grant, 2024, we as a district need to stay focused and never give up. We have to remember that it's a marathon, not a sprint. Our efforts need to be purposeful, intentional, and driven by passionate educators, educators who want to lead our district into continuous improvement. AEBSD's AKCLSD journey, we are charged with the privilege of educating the children of the Aleutian Beach Borough School District. We are armed with principals, teachers, and staff who are motivated, invested, and compelled to lead this charge. Team AEBSD are leaders in education. So what does it mean to be an educational leader for our students in AEBSD? Leaders are fascinated by the future. You are a leader if and only if you are restless for change, impatient for progress, and deeply dissatisfied with the status quo. Because in your head, you can see a better future. The friction between what is and what could be burns you, stirs you up, propels you. This is leadership. Team AEBSD will be the agents of change and the leaders of improvement that our kids deserve. Together, we can move mountains. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share this with you. Stop share. Does anyone have any questions?
Is there any board members that have any questions for Dr. Seifert at this time? Not seeing that. Thank you, Dr. Seifert.
Thank you.
Moving on, we are going to hear from the CEO of Eastern Aleutian Tribes, Mr. Paul Mueller. Mr. Mueller, the floor is yours. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invite. I really appreciate it. I started my day in a bit of a COVID whirlwind, and it still continues, but it's a whirlwind. It'll eventually settle, and we're going to be fine. And I just want to say that during this, it's these community partnerships that I have with the school district, Patrick Mayer, Paul Barker, DJ. I've not yet had the privilege of working with the others from Accutan and Falls Pass, but I'm sure they're equally wonderful to work with. But it's those partnerships that make that whirlwind manageable. We have the recent positive COVID case in Sandpoint, and we're maneuvering through that, through education, through testing, and we're getting through it, but we're getting through it together. And I think back of all the things that we've accomplished so far by working with this, Patrick and his team. We look at the water bottle refill stations. We got those done. I worked with groups in Falls Pass, Accutan, and King Cove for backpacks for the kids. We didn't do Sandpoint because we were told the tribes were going to take care of those, so we didn't want to interfere on that. We have water bottles being sent down to all the schools, so the water bottle refill stations can be used at their best levels. So it's those things that have been wonderful. We are continuing to grow those relationships and build upon them. Patrick and I are working on plans with his team on reducing domestic violence incidences and educating the youth about family violence prevention. And I have been applying for grants throughout the state and federal level, and we'll have funds that can help us make programs or build programs to educate the youth and come up with activities. Now, right now, we sit in a pandemic where I can't endorse social gatherings and stuff of that nature. But we're going to find alternatives. And that's why it's great to work with Patrick and his team, because they're some of the smartest people I've ever worked with. And I feel honored to be here, and thank your team, and thank you all for letting me speak with them and you today. One of the things I know he's been pushing me on this for a month or two, or possibly three, is getting the school employees into the Blue Cross Blue Shield in-network status. And I've explained this to a few folks over the last month. I really wish it was just as simple as turning a light switch on and saying, poof, it's in-network. It's not. It's the exact opposite. Blue Cross Blue Shield is a large entity. We have 61 people. I could push that rock up the hill super quick to get it done. The problem is that rock is owned by Blue Cross. So we are pushing that rock up the hill, and I've committed to Patrick, as I've committed to Aleutians East Borough employees, that we will get in-network status. So we will make sure that we have that benefit for you all. And so you know, I actually have the same insurance. So technically, it would benefit me. But I really want you to know, Patrick is pushing me, and I am receptive, and we're going to get that rock up the hill and bring that to all the employees there, because I know how important it is, because it affects people's wallets and bank accounts and their health. I don't want to be construed as a place that has a barrier to health care. And if it's cost prohibitive, it's a barrier. So we are working on that. So, Patrick, I appreciate your pushing me and your patience on this, and I will not let you or your team down. I shared earlier, about 3 hours ago, that there's a new updated declaration from the state of Alaska permitting public health information disclosures during the pandemic. That's a big step in the right direction for your school district, because Patrick will now be on that same level as I am at times. So the state now can share information with Patrick directly. He won't have to come through me, so he might get something quicker than me. He might get it slower than me. But we now have that we can co-share that responsibility. And it's a really huge deal in Alaska for them to change the law. Now, it's only in effect through I believe, January of 2021. But that is a very big deal, because this state has one of the toughest privacy and confidentiality laws on the books. So, Patrick, I look forward to working with you going forward on the new public disclosure law that's in effect. Other than that, I just have to say we are – an organization that I pride myself in healthcare, community, and really these partnerships. And we can't get through the pandemic alone. We just can't get through life alone. We depend on these relationships. We want to make the kids brighter, smarter, healthier. Can the school district do it by themselves? I don't believe they can. Can I do it by myself? I don't believe I can. But can we do it together with our other partners? Heck yeah, we can. Heck yeah, we can. I just saw six of the brightest kids come up from King Cove for dental reasons today. And again, we've been struggling. Dental is an area where he has not been able to send a dentist to the region because of the pandemic. So we are finding alternatives. And this is the week for King Cove's pediatric dental. Next week, we're going to start up with Sand Point. So we are really focused on healthy lifestyles, health and cooperation, partnerships, and again, protecting from the pandemic. So that is my, I'll call it my spiel for the night. But again, I couldn't do this without everybody that's on the other side of this camera. So thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Mueller. Is there any questions from board members for Mr. Mueller? I'm not seeing none. Thank you.
Very welcome. Thank you for letting me attend. I'm greatly honored.
Okay, moving down onto our agenda to public comments on agenda items. During this section of the agenda, the school board will listen to public comments on agenda items only. This is an opportunity for community members to be heard. The board will note the topics, but will not take any official action following the comments. No oral presentation shall include charges, complaints against any employee of the board, including the superintendent, regardless of whatever or not the employee is identified by name or by any other reference which tends to the identity. Charges or complaints against employees must be submitted to the board under provisions of board policy and administrative regulations based on board policy 9323. The speakers, you will be limited to 3 minutes this evening. Since you have your phone, will you be my official timekeeper, please? Thank you. So others in attendance, if you would like to make a public comment, can you please hit *9 to indicate a raising of your hand so that you can be called on? And then, Kirk, if you get anybody with a raise, if you could just let me know who they are and we can call on them and they can identify themselves again for the record, and then we will start their time.
I am seeing none.
Okay. We will go here to our King Cove location. Any public comments? None here. Any people in Sam Point there with you with public comments? Akitan? Okay, it looks like we don't have any public comments this evening for this section, so we will move on. We are moving on to student comments. Any students on the phone line? Not here in person. Okay. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is student reports, but we don't have any student reports at this time. We will continue on. Board report. Kathy's board report is in your board packet this evening. Jackie, Hillary, and I attended the AASB Fall Conference through Zoom this last weekend. Hillary, would you like to make any comments?
Sure. I'd just like to thank the board for allowing me to attend the Fall Boardmanship. This was our first time that we went virtual or Zoom, and we had a little hiccup, and they thought I was cursed. So I didn't get to go into any breakout rooms because apparently they didn't want Kirk in any of them.
I was trying.
But all in all, it was good. The one thing that caught my attention on our training that we had was Jerry Covey with his program TOP. So I was going to talk to the superintendent and see if we can get some information on it and see how much it costs and see if it's something that will benefit our district, because it's a way for all of our classified and certified employees to let us know what kind of job we're doing and how things are going in the schools and with everything that, you know, we're passing and, you know, suggestions they could have for us to do something different. But so that's something I'd like to look into.
Great, thanks, Hillary.
And that's all we have.
Great, thanks, Hillary. Something I took away from the conference was just what we learned in the breakout session. We are very fortunate to be a few districts that are actually having in-person classes. Some districts right now are really struggling. We had an opportunity to talk to some students who have now been out of school for 6+ months. They were looking forward to seeing students and teachers again, and they've just talked about some of the complications they've had in rural Alaska with the internet, stuff like we've had to face as well. But we've been very blessed on that sense that we've had not to come up with some of the things that they've had to struggle with. So that was very eye-opening. They also made a huge point to say that our Smart Start plan is not our strategic plan. And we need to keep reminding ourselves of that, that that is the plan we are using now in this pandemic. But we need to stay focused on our end goal and move forward as a district. We need to constantly be working together to make sure that we're still making forward progress as a district for our students, for their education. And so it was definitely different to do a two-day conference through Zoom, but there was a lot of benefits for it, and I'm thankful I got to attend. Jackie, since you're online, did you have anything you wanted to add to your report?
No, I didn't have anything to add to the report. I just wanted to say that it was, even though it was a virtual conference, it was still really good to attend. Cost-wise, I think it was cheaper. No one had to travel, and you were able to just sit there. But they did have a lot of good information. I enjoyed the presentation on the governance and the policy and emphasizing the connection between the policy and governance. So that's our main job is governance, and policy is what we use to make sure we're making our decisions more situation-based rather than person-based, which is important to do. I did want to make note, too, that they did have a presentation on family engagement and that they are coming out with I'm looking for my notes here. A publication called Stronger Together, and it has 6 building blocks for the family partnership, which is embedding a mindset, building relationships, culturally responsive relationships, links to learning, building confidence and skills, and co-regulation, regulations, emotions together. And I think that would be a really good thing to just keep our eyes out for as we're trying to engage families during COVID. It would probably be pretty useful to not only board members, but for many families and teachers. And the rest of my report is in the packet if anybody had any questions. And I did save all the slides from each presentation. If anyone is willing or wants to look at them and learn more about them, just let me know.
Yes, and all of their slides and presentations were recorded and posted online for any of the board members that didn't get to attend but are still interested. Please check those out. But thank you, Jackie.
On the AASB website.
Yes, posted on the AASB website. Moving down on our agenda to the superintendent's report. Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. And so I'd just like to hit a few highlights of my report. The first of which is just, the efforts to create that Smart Start plan, which is really an amazing document, and it wasn't done by just me or any one person, but all of the members that were on that team, including Eve, of course, who was our primary partner. And they did a phenomenal job above and beyond. There was nothing that we asked them for in terms of their participation that they didn't assist us with. And that continues today with Mr. Mueller's involvement in our earlier work session and bringing along public health, Department of Health and Social Services and the public health nurse to provide information to us. So I'd like to hit on that. Along with that, I want to say that I considered it amazing that every one of our teachers that came in from outside quarantined for 14 days. And they didn't whine about it. They didn't complain. They just did it because they knew it was the right thing to do. And I would like to thank them for that. And I would like to thank Principal DJ and Principal Barker for their efforts, you know, to help inform staff of the importance of it and working with them to make sure that that happened. You know, and just to kind of segue off of that, we are off to a great start with this literacy grant this year. This is probably the biggest thing that I've seen in my time as a superintendent, for sure, to bring that kind of money into a district and put that to work right away. It is focused on raising student achievement. It is focused on K-12 reading, but principally the primary grades, where we want to make sure we lay that foundation for reading skills. And, you know, just to hit on something else, Kirk, you know, worked hard on making sure that we went from 10 to 25, working with, you know, our new internet provider. That service, I think, has been a pretty huge upgrade. We haven't had a lot of issues here in the school with it. So we I appreciate that effort. Just all in all, this is a group that's working very well together. Unfortunately, we had a derailment here. Sometimes the decisions of one impact an entire district or an entire community. It's going to those of you that got my letter, which I sent out an hour and a half ago, we will be closed to students for the remainder of the week. But, you know, we'll be back in the saddle. The staff that I have talked to expressed, you know, that they really felt like they were just kind of hitting that sweet spot with the kids moving forward. But we'll get it back, and because we're doers, and we'll the staff will do great things. Great job at both sites, and I don't have anything else to add. Oh, one other thing is just, you know, that I'm going to touch on in the presentation later, is just that opportunity we have for students to take those distance delivery classes, and that's part of that 10 megabits to 25 megabits, which now allows us to do that, which we were never able to do before. So thank you.
Does anybody have any questions for Superintendent Mayor? Okay, seeing none. Moving on to district correspondence. You have district correspondence in your packet. Is there anything that anybody would like to be pulled for discussion? Okay, not seeing them, we'll go ahead and move on. Business manager's report. What are the wishes of the board? I'm looking for a motion to accept the current financial report. Mr. Nielsen, would you like to add anything?
Good evening. Thank you, Madam Vice President, member of the school board, Superintendent Mayor. No, I don't have anything to add at this time.
Okay, with no questions from board members, I'm looking for a motion to accept the current financial report.
I'll make a motion to accept the current financial report.
Great, thank you. We have a motion made by Rayette, seconded by Rita. Can I please get a roll call, please, Sophia?
Madam Vice President. Vice McGlashan?
Yes.
Carla Chapman?
Yes.
Hillary Smith?
Yes.
Jackie Brindle?
Yes.
Lisa Yuzik?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Garmin Hoplet?
Yes.
7 votes. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. And I apologize, Mr. Nelson, I didn't mean to skip over you.
No worries.
Okay, great. Moving on to department reports. First up, we have our activities report with Ms. Amy Mack.
Hey, guys. Any questions for me? You guys got my report in your packet, I assume. Any questions for me?
Any questions? Not seeing any. Thank you. Thank you for your report. Next up is our special education report from Dr. Seifert. Dr. Seifert, do you have anything to add to your report?
Good evening again. No, I submitted my report in the board packet. I don't have anything further to add at this time.
Thank you. Any questions for Dr. Seifert from board members regarding the report? Okay, I'm not seeing any. Thank you. Moving on to our technology director report. Kurt, do you have anything to add to your report?
No, I'm current. Please don't have any questions.
Great. Any questions from board members for Kurt regarding the technology report? Not seeing any. Okay, thank you everybody for your report. Moving on to new business, our first item for action this evening is Board Policy 6184 Virtual Online Courses Revision for First Reading. I'd like to entertain a motion to put that on the floor for its first reading.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to put it on the floor, BP6184 Virtual Online Courses Revision, the first reading.
Second.
Great. I have a motion from Rita, seconded by Rayette. Is there any discussion regarding VP 6184? Not seeing any. Sophia, can I please get a roll call?
Yes. Rayette McLaughlin.
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yeah, no, yes.
Thank you. Carla Chapman?
Yes.
Hillary Smith?
Yes.
Jackie Brando?
Yes.
Lisa Yurtek?
Yes.
Colleen Hoplett? Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
6 votes, Ms. McCary.
Thank you. That was 6 votes, Ms. McCary. BP 6184 is on the floor for the first reading. Thank you. Action item number 2, ratification of the August 28, 2020 phone call regarding the capital improvement project for the year 2022 through 2027. I'll entertain a motion, please.
I'll make a motion. The ratification of the August 28, 2020 phone call, CIP FY22-27.
This is Carla. I'll second it.
Great. Thank you. We have a motion made by Rita, seconded by Carla. Is there any discussion from board members? Not seeing any. Sophia, can you please give me a roll call?
Rayette McGlashan?
Yes.
Carla Chapman?
Yes.
Hillary Smith?
Yes.
Jackie Brandel?
Yes.
Lisa Yusek?
Yes.
Colleen Hoblet?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Seven votes. Motion carries.
Motion carries. Thank you. The next item up for new business is the travel policy update. Mr. Mayor, would you like to talk about this?
Yes, absolutely. I would. So this is our current travel policy for the Aleutian-Teesboro School District. It is. It was amended once to cover staff that are essential workforce, critical infrastructure, and it defines 1-7 14-day testing after returning to the community, and after day 7. Students may return back with an increased scrutiny for making sure they're wearing masks and socially distancing. It was something that Mr. Mueller and I discussed before we let this out. And so this is really covers all travel in the absence of any agreement for intra-borough travel. It also covers travel within the borough, in-state and out-of-state. So the critical infrastructure essential workforce allows us the flexibility, as other agencies do in the state and other entities, where if we have to get somebody to a location, it's imperative that we do so. Recently, we had a heating issue in Accutane, and we needed to get somebody out there in very short order. I mean, it could involve Mr. Feldbauer or others, just depending on need. We try to use that judiciously, but the health mandates for the state of Alaska do allow for it. So, I consider it essential just to be able to conduct business within the district, because there are still things that are facility related and student related that require more immediate attention. So I just wanted to provide that as a piece of information to the board. I know we covered it earlier today, but I wanted to also cover it in the public meeting.
Great, thank you. Is there any questions from any board members for Superintendent Mayor regarding the new travel policy update? I'm not seeing any. Thank you. We will move on. Item up for discussion is the 2020 AASB Annual Conference. It will be held virtually this year, November 6th through November 8th. Some information, if you'd like to attend, please let Sophia know. They're also looking for donations for their scholarship fund. It will be a virtual auction. Does anybody have any questions regarding that piece of information? There is some more information in your packet regarding the virtual conference. Okay, not seeing any questions, we'll go ahead and move on. The AASB also has awards and a board of director nominations. Anybody on our board seeking a nomination for the board of directors? Anybody like to nominate anybody? Great. Okay, not seeing any, we'll go ahead and move on. Up next for action item is the 2020 AASB resolution. They are in your packet. I'll entertain a motion to accept and support the AASB 2020 resolution. Looking for a motion.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to accept the 2020 AASB resolution.
Thank you, Rita.
Carlene, I second.
Great, thank you. A motion's been made by Rita, seconded by Carlene. Any discussion regarding the AASB resolution? Not seeing any discussion. Sophia, can we get a roll call on this?
Lyak McLaughlin?
Yes.
Carla Chapman?
Yes.
Hillary Smith?
Yes.
Jackie Brandel?
Yes.
Lisa Yusek?
Yes.
Colleen Hoplet?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
7 votes. Motion carries.
Great. Motion carries. Thank you. The next item on the new business is student activities, volleyball. Can you hear that, you?
I love volleyball. As I mentioned in the board report, we're not travel was something that our city council in King Cole was, they were not ready to allow that. So we're running some volleyball clubs. I gave you some information in the packets on that. Are there any questions? The city told us in the last meeting, we went in and said, okay, well, if you're feeling the same way, we won't ask for travel. They said, thank you for agreeing with us, and then we went on from there. They were appreciative that we were not, that we were following their wishes.
Any other questions regarding the volleyball travel update? Mr. Baer, did you have anything to add to that?
No, just that I'll just a couple things that, you know, the whole discussion of athletics statewide is very much in the background here. You know, I think there is a hope that there'll be some sort of a state competition, basketball and volleyball, but I think you're going to see many districts not attend because of all the complications surrounding COVID-19 travel requirements for mitigation reports as they go to other sites. So I think it's going to be very challenging. And then just as Amy mentioned, our own within our own borough, the reluctance, and of course I understand this, to travel between communities for student athletes. So I think that's it, just to kind of add on to what Amy already said. That's all for me.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions for Amy?
I know that you said that they won't be traveling, but are the teams at least practicing together just to keep up on their skills and increasing their skills?
I mean, they're being run as clubs. Sarah has plans for Standpoint, and going over, she had the ideas of running a couple tournaments. Here in King Cove, our city is willing to open the gym to adults, so we're going to try to run a city league. That's all completely up to the coaches on how they want to run the club, but we are offering them practice and things.
Okay.
I would just like to add that I'm happy to see clubs continuing. I think that is the closest thing we can get to sports right now and keep some normalcy into our students' athletics. And so anything that we could do to keep those going is going to be reflected positively for our students.
And just to finish, as Patrick mentioned, we are among many of the school districts who are taking it sport by sport and so far have not had any. I think that we're doing a good job. You know, we do cross country, we're offering clubs, we're offering the volleyball club. We are trying to keep the kids engaged in after school activities, but we're taking it sport by sport, and that's where we are with volleyball.
Great. Great, thank you. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Not seeing any. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the district project report. Superintendent Mayor, will you speak to this?
Absolutely. You'll be coming up here momentarily. So I just want to basically give a report of the progress on the district for the current year. And sometimes it's important to talk about the present and then look to the future. Okay. So let's jump right in. That's a favorite slide of mine, taken this summer. So probably not as cool to you guys as it is to me, but having his nose about 4 inches off the water was pretty sweet. So just to kind of give you a baseline for the current year, so you can see the numbers there. Kinko, the first number in parentheses is this year's. The second number is last year. So we went from 82 to 77. We went from 112 in Kinko. We went from 112 to 107 in Sandpoint. We did get an increase in students in Falls Pass, and then we went from 20 students last year to 18 in Acutan. Now I noticed Mr. Emanuelson, Principal Emanuelson's number was 117. So these were projections, and as we move into this part of the year, we can see some adjustments. So we're in the count period right now, just starting our count period. We will, we will see some fluctuation in that, and it sounds to me like we've got an addition of some students here in Sandpoint. So staffing, you can see the numbers there. Certified 13, classified 13, Sandpoint certified 13, classified 16, Falls Pass certified 1, classified 1, Acutan certified 2, classified 2. These district positions, they haven't really changed from last year. And just some other information, our last strategic plan was developed in 2009 and expired in 2014. Our crisis plans for all sites were updated fall 2019, handbooks fall 2019, and extracurricular handbooks fall 2019. Now, even though they were updated, actually those are major revisions. So as we look at every year we review those and make adjustments, but every once in a while we have a major revision just because it becomes necessary. So one of our areas of focus this year are digging into data. So Dr. Seifert referenced this in her, that was a great presentation, by the way, on the literacy grant from my perspective. But we're using MAP, which is what we consider a universal assessment. We administer that 3 times a year to collect data. It was never replaced before last year. We brought that in the fall of last year. And we were unable to administer a third assessment in the spring, which would have been desirable. But, when you get to 3 administrations, it becomes more meaningful because you are able to connect the dots with one point in the middle. And so we have a third administration now that it is following that lag from the end of the year. We call it summer slide, but summer slide this year was a lot longer than 3 months. So, but nonetheless, we're gleaning great data from it in order to find out where students' strengths and weaknesses are so we can address those in a targeted manner with staff. So MAP is 3 times a year. AIMS Web, on the other hand, is what Dr. Seifert referenced as a formative assessment. And so a formative assessment is one that is administered more frequently. It identifies individual skills as well, but it isn't as long. It doesn't take quite as long. It's able to be administered quickly, and that you can target your interventions for students, based on their need. In-service training and ongoing continuous training throughout the 2020-21 school year. We have an in-service coming up at the end of the week. There's some great
presenters there that are dealing with AIMSWeb and math and other components of the literacy grant that are very important as we continue to roll that out. This is related to the next line, which is extensive professional development and our assessment tools, our priority, their assessment tools built into our new curriculum and also, you know, the other assessments that we talked about, formative assessment in AIMSWeb and MAP, which is a universal assessment that is nationally normed. So we're compared to students across the United States. So using data to drive instruction, that was the last one on there. And so that's super important that we just continue to do that. So just kind of competitive grant awards. I would like to, you know, just say that I've gone back many, many, many years and I've never seen anywhere where the district has received a grant of this magnitude. The pre-elementary grant was awarded August 2019. That was a huge, huge win for us. A one-year award of $150,000. The pre-elementary grant, we just got again this year. It's 3 years. Another competitive grant, that's worth $450,000 to us. And the Comprehensive Literacy Development Program, which is the literacy grant we were talking about there, Hillary was, that's $1 million over 5 years. And so huge, it's allowed us to fund multiple positions that are all related to finding out where students' strengths and weaknesses are in reading so that we can do the best by our kids. First competitive grants awarded to AASB in a decade, and that is something that I verified with the State Department of Education. So I listen to superintendents all the time, and what I often hear from them is, man, we're still looking for a math teacher. We're still looking for a kindergarten teacher. So we are one of the few rural districts to begin the year staffed with highly qualified teachers, and that was well in advance of the beginning of the year, so we were able to prepare for these teachers to come in and quarantine in order to get the year off a great start. And so when, we talk about our site administrators, I don't go out and hire all those people. You know, our site administrators really hustled and look for people, and started at the end of last year with Sam Gallagher, and DJ picked the ball up, and he converted, carried it across the finish line, and I have to say Paul Barker did an outstanding job in being coach. So awesome, awesome job on the part of the site administrators. All of our office directors, district office directors returned. This is super important. Whether you're talking teachers or whether you're talking district office staff, it is very, very important to have sustainability, because with them builds institutional knowledge. And so to be able to have a situation where, you know, we didn't have to worry, about any vacancies there was, extraordinary. I'm going to take a left-hand turn here and just welcome Sophia. Sophia is our new
At this point in the meeting, there was some technical difficulties, some internet issues, and we'll bring you right back to the rest of the meeting.
Kirk, will you do a quick check and make sure all of our board members are connected and accounted for?
I believe they are. I'll check again. Mm-hmm. There are 1, 2, 3. 4, Ray has 5, Carlene is on 6, and Jackie 7. That's it, right?
Really? Great, thank you. All done for, yes. And I just remind everybody, if you are not speaking, can you please mute your mic? There's a lot of background noise. And then, Superintendent Mayor, please, the floor is yours.
Okay. I can't move. Okay, just give me one more second, okay? And then
yay.
Here I am. So,
addition of the district school counselor, I think I left off with that, and our site administration are working very well with our school counselor. Our staff are working with her, having discussions. She's working with some individual classrooms, talking with students about, you know, topics of post-secondary education and where they might go, and discussions of four-year plans moving down the road. I see Lindsay right there. Hi, Lindsay. We're very, very excited about that. And Lindsay, we haven't had a chance for you to talk. Do you want to have anything you want to say about the school counselor role?
Yeah, I love it, and I'm super passionate about being a school counselor, and I'm just really excited that I can be a part of Illusions East and help guide students, just, trying to find the word, I'm sorry, leaving off where we did at the end of last year with the scholarship piece and getting the students transitioned over the summer and continuing to work through the summer with Etta. On some students that had questions. In fact, I was still working with a Sandpoint student this fall, helping that student maneuver the decision about in class or online. So good stuff is happening, and I think that that's just been building on this year. I've got social-emotional curriculum out to K-5 teachers, and it's modeled after the CASEL, so the National Social Emotional Learning Competencies. And that's been really great to roll out. I'm still continuing to work on 9 through 12. Seniors have their link out. I emailed them. And it's been awesome. And I don't know if anybody is aware, but we have the School Resource Network, a radio show, 12:30 every other Monday. And Hillary Seifert was on the today at 12:30, and she talked all about her presentation tonight. So I just invite anybody who would like that platform to talk about things happening within our district to email me, and I'd be happy to give you that space on the radio and interview you. It's a lot of fun. And I work with some really, and just a plug, I work with some amazing principals as well.
Yeah, I echo that and really appreciate you and the interface team that you have with our administration. So good deal. That's good stuff. Addition of support staff through grant funding sources, so our grant, we're able to add some classified staff to do to administer ANS Web math testing, working with students on skills that they need, and working with teachers to work on skills with students that require intervention across the whole spectrum. So very, very helpful. And those are grant-funded positions. There's one at King Cove and one at Sandpoint. There we go. So our Smart Start plan, we discussed that multiple times. All stakeholders, there was representation from all stakeholder groups, comprehensive plan, maybe opening of our schools safe from, we get everything right here, and that we're going to get back in us towards that forward movement soon. Protocols, efficient, effective, and informed by local entities like EAT and Department of Health and Social Services. We try not to make a move, a major move, without discussing with them. So we're always keeping student safety and staff safety in the forefront. Our communication about the plan has been open, transparent, and accessible. Mr. Mueller is always there to help us, again, just for multiple times. We could have done this without them. And we are working on building our technology infrastructure to be able to support a prolonged shutdown, but that is going to take us some time. So, new administrators as instructional leaders for the district. Our new principals have jumped right in this. They're leading their staff very effectively with regard to the grant.
the Consortium of Reading Excellence is center to our efforts. Dr. Seifert, working with site administrators and everyone being involved in professional development within the Consortium of Reading Excellence. They're conducting walkthrough observations with DigiCoach. I've received great feedback from administration about that. Teachers are able to share with colleagues, they receive feedback to improve their instructional practices. And, principals, they're instructional leaders, and they're making data-driven decisions. They're rolling out their professional learning communities, which are designed to have a focus on improving academic achievement across the district. And so they're just kind of getting started with that right now, but we have 5 years of this grant, and that will prove to be very valuable. And pretty soon, all of these pieces just kind of coalesce around the common good of raising student achievement, whether it's math, science, social studies, and even reading for all. So that's a big deal, the formation and development of those PLCs. Strong relationships. We talked about Paul Mueller, his staff, Dr. Losky, amazing support from them, local government entities. Of course, we have a partnership with the city through a community gym. I have talked to Mayor Gardner about some other things moving down the road that the city and the school district could work on. I mentioned UAF earlier. We have University of Alaska Fairbanks. They are our distance delivery vendor, and UAF Advantage. Lindsay set that up with input from site administrators. So we have 8 kids, my last count, that are taking these classes, 4 from Sandpoint and 4 from King Cove. And I think we'll see increased interest in that moving down the road. So we just talked about that, dual credit courses. So the idea is that students will get credit for both high school and college here with these classes. And so we have some super, super interest in that. After school programs, there's a long list there, journalism, cultural language, traditional crafts, radio broadcasting, weight training, and others. Those are going to be after school clubs. We're trying to backfill that gap created by, athletics not being the centerpiece that it normally is. But there's a lot of interest in those. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And not only the gap from athletics, but the gap that has been created by the lack of the gym and the pool being open in the evening. So we had a lot, and then the teachers recognized that, so they really stepped up and offered a lot more class.
Yep, they have, and so appreciated. This is our journey to the future. We're going to continue to evolve in a continuous improvement manner. So we're looking at where we're at, where we want to be, get there, come back, look at where we're at, where we want to be. We don't want to be in that 30th percentile anymore, like we have been stuck for the last 10 years. We want to be, and I think there's some opportunity to fill that gap here in the near term. And so student achievement is our number one priority. That's why we're here. And so students are going to be expected to complete their work at a high level. We aren't going to acquiesce to the low end of the spectrum, and that's going to be tough. That kids are going to have that expectation for them, that we're going to have that expectation for our students. But I believe that they will step up. If you expect it from kids, they will deliver. And they're not necessarily used to doing that. So our district goals are designed to develop necessary baseline skills for younger students and, higher expectations that lead to post-secondary opportunities for our older students. And then you've got that, I always call it the bookends. So you've got the little kids, you've got the big kids, and all points in between, but we're always bringing them towards that that graduation. evaluation when they walk across the stage so that they're prepared with tools in the toolbox that are going to allow them to do whatever they want. And every student's going to have a different idea of where they want to go. So questions or comments from anybody, I'd be happy to answer. Not just now, but anytime. Anybody can call me at any time. Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Wilson, if it's okay, is it okay if I sit down?
Yes, please. If you are finished, I don't see any questions for you, Superintendent Mayor. You will talk to me.
And feel free to call me at any time. Thank you very much.
Great. Well, thank you for that presentation. Moving on to our next action item on our agenda tonight, and we are going to appoint a new student representative for the school board. We received an application. One application. Mm-hmm. I would like for everybody to help me congratulate a junior from Sandpoint High School, Chance. Can I please get a motion to accept this appointment?
I'll make a motion to accept Chancellor to the student rep on the board. This is Hillary.
I second Ms. Carlene.
Great. We got a motion made by Hillary, seconded by Carlene. Sophia, can I please get a roll call?
Yes. Kayak Maglashan?
Yes.
Carla Chapnoy?
Yes.
Hillary Smith?
Yes.
Jackie Brando?
Yes.
Rita Yuzek?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene Hopless?
Yes.
7 votes. Motion carries.
And Harry, thank you. Congratulations and welcome. We look forward to working with you. Sophia will probably be in contact.
Moving on to our next line, action item, action A, resignation.
What are the wishes of the board?
This is Carla. I move to accept the resignation.
I'll second this, Hillary.
Great, thank you. We got a motion by Carla, second by Hillary.
Okay. Yes. Bryce McLashan?
Yes.
Carla Chipman?
Yes.
Helen Smith?
Yes.
Jackie Brando?
Yes.
Dita Yuzek?
Yes.
Colleen Hopwood?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
7 votes. Motion carries.
Yeah. Motion carries. Action item B, our new hires. What are the wishes of the board?
I'll make a motion to accept the new hires.
Rhea, will you please read them for the record?
Sure. I didn't have that part in my page up.
Oh, I got it right here for you. Hold on.
Who was it? Refresh my memory.
Randall, Harry Galvin, Robert Morris, Alexandria Williams, Monica Yetchmanoff.
Okay, I make a motion to accept the new hires, Bethany Brandle, Alex Williams, Perry Galvin, Yetchmanoff, and Who's the other one? My pen quit working. I couldn't write. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I put you on the spot like that. Great. Thank you. We have a motion made by Raya to accept the new hire, seconded by Hillary. Any discussion for the new hires? Seeing none, Sophia, can you please give us a roll call?
Yes. Bryant McLaughlin?
Yes.
Carla Chipnoy?
Yes.
Hillary Smith?
Yes.
Jackie Brandel?
Yes.
Lisa Yuzek?
Yes.
Carleen Hoblet?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
7 votes. Motion carries.
Thank you, Sophia. Motion carries. John. We have public comments on non-agenda items. If you would like to make a public comment at this time, can you please hit *9 or raise your hand on Zoom so that you can be called on? You will be recognized by Kurt. Please introduce yourself, and you will have 3 minutes. Kurt, will you please let me know if anybody would like to make a public comment?
Yes, ma'am. I had one for Mr. Settles, but I think he is not reconnected. Yeah, he has not reconnected, so I do not see any of that right now.
Arlene, I have his comment. He's texting with me, so I have his comment if I can relay it for him.
Please.
Okay. So Kyle Settle says, I appreciate everything the school is doing to protect the students and feel like taking the week off is the best fit plan for our community. I know there are some teacher concerns about working on site this week. I was hoping to gain some clarification as to why staff would not be able to work from home this week. I know that major lower 48 cities and even some up here are allowing staff to work from home during situations such as this. A few of us have direct relatives with underlying health issues, and being able to work from home would help us feel secure. Thanks for hearing my concerns and for the clarification.
Thank you for the comment, Mr. Settles. Superintendent Mayor, will you follow up on that for us?
I will.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
I see no others.
Great. Thank you, Kirk. We'll go ahead and move on to board comments. Any board comments?
I just want to thank everybody for all the hard work that they're doing with this whole COVID situation and all the time and thought put into the plan for our school, and that me, like everybody else, hoping this ends pretty soon. So I just want to thank to everybody. Staff, teachers, families, students, administration. That's
great.
All I
thank
got.
You, no, thank you. Hillary, any board comments?
No, I just like to thank all the teachers for all the hard work they're doing and keeping our kids safe.
Great, thank you. Carla, any board comments?
No, nothing at this time.
Great, thank you. Carleen, any board comments?
Schools are starting to do after-school programs. Maybe because since we don't have a lot of after-school programs all past, maybe consider doing an open gym once. Couple times a week for, you know, the kids are missing that, so maybe consider that.
Great. Thank you, Carlene. Jackie, do you have any board comments?
No, I don't have any at this time.
Thank you, Jackie. Rita, any board comments?
None that I could think of, but I always have questions all the time, and I'm pretty comfortable with reaching out who I need to speak with. But just wanted to reiterate the fact that everybody's doing a good job. Our staff is doing amazing at all of our sites right now with, talking to different people, and these are such uncertain times, and it's nice to hear some positive feedback, and even though it's just so scary, but we're all in this together, like how the logo, slogan, whatever goes, but it's just keep up the good work, everybody.
Great. Thank you, Rita. I would just like to add to that, everybody hang in there. These are uncharted waters, and it's going to take teamwork to get through anything. So thank you still for hanging out, pushing through, working hard. I'd also like to add and remind the board that our strategic plan is out of date, and we should be working to complete that, because as we went through our training, they reminded us that education is always changing, and you are always moving forward. But as you move forward as a district, your strategic plan should be your destination, and how are you going to get there without a roadmap? And I think that's a really good reminder on moving forward. And thank you, Lindsay, for your update. I always like to hear what you're doing to help work with the students. I think it's great. We needed a school counselor. I would really like to see district correspondence from you possibly in our next board packet. I think just hearing what's going on with you and the students is always such a great, inspiring thing to hear, that we have high school students taking college courses and preparing themselves for the future. That's really exciting to hear. That's what I got. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move down. Agenda items for next meeting. According to our governor's calendar, we should be starting to build up and start our curriculum committee to work on our next curriculum that we are updating all of them since they were out of date. Patrick, do you want to talk about the next ones that are up for updating?
You know, I know we have health out there still. I'm going to have to go back and look at those and make sure, and I can email the board on that, which ones are in the cycle.
Great, thank you. Any other comments at this time for items to be added to our next agenda?
I have a question on the curriculum update. Since we have PE teachers now, are we going to have a PE curriculum, or is there something that we're already using?
I'm not going to say we have an active PE curriculum.
I know that what we've asked them to do is teach health and to teach physical PE. So,
and I know he's basing it on the Alaska standards, which would provide the guidelines for any curriculum we would adopt. So, the activities that he is undertaking are aligned with our standards. But we can certainly look at that as a curriculum. So I want to go back and look at where we're at in our curriculum review process. That health curriculum has been elusive, even in large districts, I can tell you that.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So next date and time for our meeting, we'll have Sophia send out that information when she looks at the calendar. Does that work with everybody?
I think we have to have a meeting so many days after the election is certified by the borough. It'll be after the election 10.
Great point, Jackie. Thank you. So we will wait until the school board elections are certified until our next meeting. We better put that on there. With that all being says, we can go ahead and move on. Our next item would be executive session. So this is just strictly for board members, superintendent, mayor, and anybody we invite for legal litigation. Can I get a motion, please, from a board member to enter executive session?
And then, is there something specific to invite in?
Yes, Patrick.
Yeah, we have two other members to invite into executive session. Yes.
So I guess when the meeting restarted, I don't have the breakout sessions at the bottom, so I actually just sent you all another meeting invite. So I apologize, but we'll have to do this one more time here, and we can.
We're all done after executive session, though.
Right. We need a motion to go into an executive session. So, Rayette, can you please make the motion and invite Superintendent Mayor as well as our legal team?
Okay, I'll make a motion to enter an executive session inviting Patrick Mayor and the legal team.
I will second and 823.
Great. Thank you, Rayette. Motion made by Rayette, seconded by Rita. Can I please get a roll call, Sophia?
Yes. Ryan McLaughlin?
Yes.
Carla Chibitnoy?
Yes.
Paolo Ismet?
Yes.
Jackie Brandon?
Yes.
Rita Yusek?
Yes.
Carleen Hoblet?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, motion carries.
Okay, motion carries. Exit out this meeting.